KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Brittany. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg. Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hi. Hello.
Are we all here?
Hey.
You good? Everyone good?
Present.
Wicked win last night. Oh my God.
Yeah, what's up with the wins here?
Let me say this. I am more excited than most people on Earth about having some peaches this year. This will be the first year we got a peach tree. The first year it's starting to bear fruit.
Georgia peach got a peach tree.
And I don't know if there's any peaches left. After yesterday's wind, I was like, damn.
The peaches blew off the tree?
Well, yeah, they're just little frail things right now, you know?
But normally, when it's windy for like 24, 48 hours. I feel like it's been windy for a week and a half.
It's been very windy lately. That is true. How you doing, Greg? Everything all right over there?
Oh, yeah.
You're unreasonably quiet this morning. Are you reading?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe.
He's thinking about his lost recycling bin he lost in the wind.
Greg, you recycle?
No.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Didn't he lose his recycling bin or his trash can, I guess? Somebody stole it?
Oh, like a year ago.
Did you ever get one back?
Yeah, they brought me another one.
Oh, good. Did you have to call them?
Yeah, I called them, and then I told them what happened. I think somebody stole it, honestly.
Who would steal a trash can?
I don't know. I found a shopping cart in front of my house the other day, so who knows what goes around my house.
Oh, maybe it's some homeless dude building a house.
It's probably
or
a
something?
Homeless guy living in my recycling bin. It wasn't recycling, though. It was like a regular trash can.
It's a sad day, man. That's a sad day. Maybe he needs it more than you, though.
I was going to say, if he really needed it.
It's all good.
More power to you.
It could serve a shelter. I mean, you can crawl in there, make a little man cave.
You want to do the Solaire news?
Do it.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire news.
Well, there was a hearing yesterday for Michael Cohen, who was Trump's personal lawyer. And there was a third person that wasn't named that everybody wanted to know who it was. There was like a secret client or something that was trying to say they had attorney-client privilege, but they didn't say the name. So they went to court, and they were going to seal the name. But then a lawyer for the press stands up and says, cites public access, hey, we should have to know this name, right? Made an argument, and the judge agreed. That name? Sean Hannity, conservative radio host from Fox News.
What?
Yeah. Says he consulted Cohen a couple times as not really his lawyer, but if it is really his lawyer, it is a very gross misuse of ethics for a journalist not to disclose that they're represented by somebody they're defending on air. So, like, he's basically saying the raid was horrible and all this stuff, talking about how the raid was bad and all this other crap. The, you know, the FBI is like the mafia, whatever other stuff he said. And if you're doing that while hiding the fact that you're being represented by the subject, that's a
correct
gross.
And it was crazy because the news broke right as Sean Hannity was starting his radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder what he talked about.
I have no idea what channel that's on. I've never listened to the radio show before, but people were like, it was just like intro of the show, dead air. Promo for the show, promo for the show, dead air, promo for the show. Like, he just didn't go on until he could figure the whole thing out.
And then he had his skin tag.
And one thing, though, that people are forgetting to mention is that Michael Cohen, in the year 2016 to 2017, I believe it was, Michael Cohen only had three clients. It's not like he's got a ton of clients out there. It's not like he's got a whole firm and he's representing anybody.
And they knew two of them.
That's That's what I'm saying.
And the third one, they didn't know. So now
it's,
they know.
It's and who's the guy? Who is the second one? Obviously, Donald Trump is one of his clients. The second one is like—
I'm going to butcher his name. I don't have it in front of me. It's like Hayward or something like that.
But isn't he in charge of like the GOP Republican National Committee fundraiser, Elliot Brody?
Oh, Brody.
Yes. He resigned recently, too, admitting that— lawyer had arranged $1.6 million payment to a former Playboy model who later got an abortion. So yeah. these are the guys. I
feel like there's a lot of Playboy models and porn stars in these elements.
Yes.
Well, yes. The thing about Hannity, too, is if he's not being represented, I mean, he could be telling the truth. He's saying that he's not being represented by Cohen. But if he isn't, why would he have to exert attorney-client privilege?
Great point.
That doesn't make any sense. How can you have that at one end and then not, right. not be your lawyer on the other end? So.
Right.
My response is the emoji.
Yeah.
I don't know. The whole thing was just, when that news broke yesterday, I'm like, who's writing this? Because obviously this is not real life anymore.
It's like a novel or a sitcom or something. I don't know. Well, speaking of things from out of this world, NASA has delayed the launch of their new satellite. It's going to be coming up soon. There's it's going to hitch a ride on the SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket, but they had to do some work on it. I guess it wasn't ready or whatever. It's called TESS, which stands for Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite.
Cool.
It's going to be going up looking for other planets. Now, basically how it works is when a planet, you know, well, obviously from that far away, you know, many, many light years away, a star is very small, but when it zooms in, it can tell if a little tiny planet goes in front of it because it dims the light of the planet a little bit. Well, this one, a single camera can cover a patch of 24 degrees wide by 24 degrees high. Now, a scientist is saying that's a huge field of view. That's enough to fit the entire Orion constellation, in one thing. Now, that's just one camera. It has 96...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Cameras on it? Got 96 cameras?
Yeah. 96 degrees high, enough to span an entire 90-degree latitudinal segment of the northern and southern hemisphere. Every month, TESS will direct its gaze towards a different segment of the sky and soak up all there is to see. So if we're basically going to have find life on other planets or other solar systems, this is probably going to be this satellite that finds it at some point. So
that's cool.
Unreal.
And it could also, you know, as all other things too, how it could test like the atmosphere or, you know.
I love how we could test atmospheres of exoplanets years away.
Now, you're testing it by looking at other things like, you know, the temperature.
Sure.
If it looks like there's oxygen on the planet maybe or things like that. Yeah.
They can even see if it, depending on how light bounces off, they can see if it has an atmosphere.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is so sensitive. I mean, you got to think about how amazing that is.
Oh, I know. The precision of the instruments now are just ridiculous.
They're insane.
NBA playoffs last night. The Spurs lost again to the Warriors. They lost the Warriors won 116-101 and now lead that series 2-0.
Without Steph Curry?
But the Spurs are.
Spurs.
That's the backup.
Spurs are without everyone.
Yeah. They have nobody on the team, and Kawhi Leonard hasn't played, and he's not playing for the rest of the season. So.
Right.
Yeah, the Warriors are stupid, and so is Steph Curry. Sixers lost at home to Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat. Wade had.
Yes!
Virtuoso performance, 28 points last night off the bench.
Do you see some of those shots he was making?
Dude, he's ridiculous. I'm telling you, man, when the playoffs come, Dwayne Wade is no joke. I don't understand why the Cavs got rid of him, dude. He'd be the third best player in the Cavs right now.
Hasn't he always been one of the best players?
Yeah.
I mean, he's in a Jay-Z song.
He's just getting old.
He's old. But, the Sixers lost 113-103, and now they go to Miami. So, that's a hilarious.
Thank you, Greg. Wow.
That was enlightening.
I'll tell you this. I'm excited for the show today. Steven, the cleaning guy. Made a purchase at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo in Logandale, Nevada. We were there to witness it, and we recorded it. We have it in its entirety. And I got to say, he spent his tax return money on this purchase at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo.
Like the entire thing?
I don't know if it was the entire thing. That's all he told
me. But he spent a lot of money.
He, as we were talking, he just said, thank God for tax return money. That's all he said. And I was like, all right, Steven. Cool, man. So there you go. That's what's happening. We're going to play back that audio today. I think you're going to be impressed. You're going to say, wow. You know what? Good for you, Steven. It's going to be great.
I love him so much.
Yeah, he's wonderful. He's absolutely wonderful. All right, I got to restart this computer now. Come on now.
Will now be a good time to say that I spent the 5 hours that I had to spend with strangers in an airport talking about Steven, the cleaning guy? I just told his story, and they were all like, sounds like Joe Dirt.
It is
like
kind
the
of
real life.
He's
Joe Dirt.
Our Joe Dirt here.
but a Joe Dirt if he was into BDSM and wearing rubber suits.
We have Lost Rages tickets today?
We do.
What else we got?
We've got Comedy Cellar tickets.
Oh, perfect. If you haven't checked out the Comedy Cellar yet, go there and see a show, man. It's a great spot for comedy right here in Las Vegas. Brand new. Got to support. Hold on. I'm trying to fix everything
here. Side note, those Lost Rages tickets are two pair for 2 days, so.
Good.
You can go to each time.
All right, get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, PS, and your message, 69187. You'll talk to Lost Boy before you talk to us, and you can always email the show as well. It's bsinthemorning@comp.com. We hit the 500 followers. Did we ever get a hit back on that lady?
No.
It sounds like a...
Nothing yet.
Nothing?
Not that I know of. I'll check again.
We should put a time limit on
this. Yeah, we didn't say it initially, but I think if we wait...
Well, before the show...
Yeah, I mean, thanks, Greg. The tickets are for Lost Rages. I hope she picks them up before Lost Rages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying it's been almost 24 hours.
Come on, lady.
Well, she should.
What's her name again? Maybe she listens now.
Vicky Efford or Efford.
Vicky Efford. If you know her, make sure you contact her and be like, hey, I'm telling you, you won, so take me to Lost Rages. That's what's happening this weekend. Should be a fun time. So we're going to try to hook another lucky person up there for the first 923 followers. We just got on Twitter, so if you could jump on there, follow us, you could win something. All right, it's at BS Morning Show on Twitter. All right, this computer is back up.
Yeah.
All right, we are good to go. That should be a fun time. We're going to jump right into spots right now. Let's do it.
In the morning, if you had this voice, you'd be doing the same thing.
Ah, Tom Morello.
I was just tagged in a thing for Evil Empire by Rage Against the Machine. Is now 22 years old. Good Lord.
That's not even their first album.
I know. Second album.
Yep.
Unreal, man. All right, check this out. This is pretty bananas here. I'm going to play this. I want you to tell me what you think it is.
He's in this crazy up. As you can understand, you're the trick on Satina.
Britney at 9 p.m. every night.
I think it is the knockoff Chinese version of Jar Jar Binks.
You're both incorrect.
Although, yeah, I was pretty sure.
Greg is the closest by far. Not that far off.
Thanks, guys.
This is, first of all, that's French.
Was
that? Kind of. It's kind of French. This guy just had a face transplant. His second face transplant.
Really?
He's on his third face.
Are we like talking cosmetic surgery or did something happen to this guy?
No, this guy, well, yeah, it's the ultimate cosmetic surgery as he got a new face. A completely new face.
No, he just decided. He's like, I don't like this face.
Yeah.
Kardashians did that.
I can't wait for this to catch on in Hollywood. This guy's 43 years old. He has a condition where he gets tumors on his face.
Oh, poor guy.
So he had his face just cut off. And he had his first face transplant was in 2010. Worked like a charm. It was good. Now he has to take like immunosuppressive medication. But of course, when that happens, you're susceptible for infections and viruses and all that kind of stuff because your immune system is staved off. Well, here's the thing. Well,
it's like having sex with Courtney Love with no condom on.
It's your immune system is weakened.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. And what happens is you're susceptible for other things. Well, he got a cold in 2015. And then all of a sudden, his body started to reject his face.
He like blows his nose. It comes off.
We've all seen that before. I think I've seen some people with some bodies getting face rejections.
Yeah.
Pretty insane.
That's sad.
So what I ended up having to do is get that face removed again.
And then he has to sit in the hospital, which is, oh, this is probably the most grueling part of it. He had to sit in a hospital from 2016 to now without being able to speak, see, hear, any of this stuff. He was just in prison, faceless, sitting there.
Wow.
In a hospital for 2 years. Can you imagine?
No, and I feel really bad for this guy.
Oh, my God. Well, no, don't feel bad, because now he has a brand new face, and surgery is now successful. And his face? 22 years old.
Ah!
This man has just...
So he does come out on top.
He, yeah. Well, his face, I mean, it looks like it, honestly, it looks like when Hannibal skins that guy's face and wears it, that's what it looks like. Like, his eyelids are all droopy.
Imagine the
his
angles.
Don't work yet.
The angles he has to take his selfies on Instagram at.
Oh, my God. There isn't a new face filter, I'm pretty sure.
Well, if you use that
Snapchat. Yeah.
maybe he's just a unicorn.
She said she's going.
He can't move his lips. So he's saying this and drooling all over the place. He, to be honest, I look at old pictures of him, and I know this is stupid and obvious, but he doesn't even look the same. Like, it's like insane. He's got a completely new face. And his old face was like an old man face. And now this face is like a young kid face. And he's the first one ever to get two faces, so. Two faces. He's now a villain. This is honestly, this is like an M. Night Shyamalan villain. This is like, you know, I mean, you'd see Bruce Willis fight this guy or something.
Or he can move out here and challenge Terry Fader.
He just swaps out for him.
The best ventriloquist of all time.
I got to say that I feel like this, honestly, I'm joking about the Hollywood thing, but I don't think we're that far off from people just getting full face transplants. Enough of the Botox, enough of the makeup, concealer, whatever. Just get a new face.
Yeah.
Just get a new face.
What about head transplants?
Well, they're working on that one dude.
Yeah.
They're working on that one
guy.
That'd
be even easier because it would look more natural, I think.
But your face still ages.
No, but it's got a younger head.
Oh, you get a different head. I don't think you can get a different head.
Well, I mean, not yet.
You can get a new body.
Well,
that's what they're working on. But a new face? Brittany, you would get a new face.
Trump
I'd recommend
Jones.
It. I totally recommend
I'm all right with my face.
I'm not. Greg?
Yeah.
New face for you. Lost boy?
I just want a skinny
face.
You're
young. You're fine.
Yeah, I just want a skinny face. Because I look young with a skinny face. I just have a fat face.
Greg, you have a great face.
It's just big. I wish it wasn't this big.
Well, at least it's not small like Sparks.
I have a normal
and his judgmental face.
My face is
fine. Yeah, your face isn't that small. It's just pointy.
I don't have a pointy face. I have a normal face.
You look like an animated character.
Kind of like a woodpecker or something.
I don't look like a woodpecker. I don't even have that big of a nose, man.
No, I don't mean it's a big nose. I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about it comes to a point. Like, you know.
Like one of those like biker helmets. Like my face is like a reverse cyclist helmet.
No, the cyclist. Those things look like the spaceship from The Flight of the Navigator.
That's right. Brittany, would you get a face transplant?
I would.
Let's say you're like 67 years old.
I would like to have the 22-year-old face that I had.
You're like 67. And you're like, let's just be honest. You look horrible.
I probably will, yeah.
And then, I mean, I'm talking like sun damage, droopy lines, cracked skin, just brutal, right? Just horrific.
Yeah, like tan mom.
Right.
You're SPF.
No, that's fine. Good luck with that. So here's what the doctor comes in and is like, well, Brittany, here's what we can do. You could pay $100,000 for a brand new 22-year-old face. And you're like, but that's my retirement fund. And then he's like, well, you can either die young looking or you can retire old. What are you going to do?
That is quite the dilemma.
I know.
I would probably just get a credit card and do both.
So you'd stick your family with the debt.
That's how I've done everything else in life. So that's why would I change it then?
Great. Thank you. great. Greg.
Yeah. I'd probably get an Asian face.
In like 3 years, the doctor is going to come to you and be like, look, Greg, you're dying. Do you want a new face or heart transplant? What are you going to go with?
Oh, well, probably the heart transplant.
You're going to go heart.
Yeah, just because I want to live forever.
So. You want the engine.
Yeah.
Not the paint.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll wait until they go, because DVD players are real expensive at first.
Yeah.
You figure faces are going to be cheap here in about 20 years or so.
You can buy faces on the black market.
Yeah.
Was that technically blackface, though?
No.
Oh, those could be off.
I'd buy them on the Asian market, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Asian faces do not
age. They don't. Korean skincare all day.
Yeah, when I was a little kid, and I lived in San Diego for a while, and there's a lot of Asian, Filipino people come up like for the military and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Dude, their moms all look like they're 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
They have great hair, too.
Look, yeah. Asian and black people age wonderfully. They do.
Except Danny Glover.
Danny Glover did not age well.
And except Flavor Flav. He didn't age well either.
Flavor Flav is 113 years old.
Yeah.
He looks phenomenal.
He's Father Todd. That's why he wears a clock.
Exactly. Maybe that's his secret. Hey, Flavor Flav, just because you keep setting the clock back a little bit each every day doesn't mean it works in real life. But who's the guy? Who's that Asian dude?
Oh, yeah, George Takei.
George Takei looks
like 97.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's like doing push-ups and everything. Guy's phenomenal.
He's out there boning dudes left and right.
Don't forget Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. Amazing.
Body of a 16-year-old.
I don't know about that.
I don't know why I just said that.
I'm going to write that down. Something that you're way too excited about, a body of a 16-year-old.
I prefer 26-year-old bodies.
You weirdo. All right, so you 22-year-old face, you're going for it. Greg, you're not doing it.
I'll do the heart.
Okay.
If I had to choose between my face and a body part I need to survive, I'm going with the body part.
Just going to leave that right there.
Morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
Well, I don't know what you think about this one. 876-3692. You can call in here. You can always text the show as well. BS and your message 69187. New report coming out that a third of millennials are looking that they're going to have to rent for the rest of their lives. Like they're not going to earn enough money so they can buy a home.
Hey.
So you're going to have to.
I must be a millennial.
You're not.
Oh, damn it.
This article says that millennials were born between 1980 and 1996. That's the age. And I keep seeing those ranges start moving around a lot.
Nobody knew what a millennial was in 1980. All of a sudden, that's back to 1980. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
To me, but whatever.
I saw now there's like a micro generation. From like 80 to 85, called Gen Z, or I don't remember what it was named, but.
Well, the reason why I bring this up is I know home prices are going up here in Vegas. Like, you could just see, like, prices for everything are going up, I feel like.
Not for long.
Whatever, Greg. Here, there's your economy expert, Greg Salerno.
I lived here in 2009. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes.
So you're thinking that. That it's going to collapse again? It's
at some point, of course.
Well, anybody could say it's going to collapse at some point.
No.
But you're saying
I'm saying they're doing exactly the same things that happened the first time. They're doing exactly the same
thing. Here in Vegas.
No, the country is doing exactly the same thing it was doing in 2008 with the same crap they were doing with the loans and the other stuff.
I'm seeing a lot of houses and apartments being built.
You're saying predatory loans.
Predatory loans. They're trying to get rid of all the regulations that they put in place after the crisis that happened. All that stuff is coming back. That's just my opinion.
The Dodd-Frank.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not claiming to be an economist, but I just, it's my hunch.
Your hunch is what?
Or hope.
Let's dial it in here. Let's make a bold prediction.
All right, my bold prediction is you'll be able to buy 5 condos for $20,000 each here in about 3 years.
So in 3 years?
Yeah.
You're saying that's when the housing bubble
in 2009, you got a condo when you bought cigarettes at the store. They gave you a free condo with it.
What about you, Brittany? What do you think?
I prefer renting, regardless.
So it doesn't matter if the economy's going down, you're always going to rent.
I think so.
Really?
I just don't like the responsibility of owning a home. I don't like the gamble of it either. Like, the value of your home fluctuates. Like, I want my money to go where I can see it, and that's like in my closet or somewhere else that I wasted.
Hidden in your walls? Like, where are you putting your money?
My clothes.
Okay, so you're
that
talking
was a
about,
joke. It was a bad joke.
So your clothes.
Yeah.
Hey, that's weird.
I waste money on material things and not spend it on equity.
Where do you think is the smartest place to put your money?
Where I don't know about smartest, but what I prefer to spend my money on is travel.
No, but I'm saying in order to grow your money. Right? A lot of people treat their homes as homes.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking.
Maybe you should buy a private jet. You know what they do now? They have Uber jets. Did you see that? I'm not kidding. You can Uber a private jet now.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's a new thing.
Probably still can't afford the Uber jet.
Yeah. But what you do is you buy a plane and then you rent it out. You pay it off and then there you go. There you go.
Hey, Airbnb.
Airbnb. Brilliant. But here's the thing. I think a lot of people treat their homes as a bank and...
It is an investment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it appreciates in value. So
you got to get it at the right time.
Yeah.
Just like a stock. But I think it's obviously more stable.
Definitely more stable. I'm trying to think of a better place to put your money than into a home. Brittany, you're saying you don't know your home value fluctuates and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, and I've seen a lot of really bad situations for people where they're stuck with double mortgages that they can't afford and they can't sell their home and then they lose their ass on it and then they have to move. And it's... It's same with stocks. It's a gamble.
It's a gamble.
If you buy if a house, you know, I'm just throwing out numbers, but if a house was worth $100,000 3 years ago, and then you buy it at $700,000, like, then yeah, you're probably gonna lose money eventually because it's gonna go back down, you know.
Sure.
But if you buy them low, I mean, you're never really gonna lose too much money.
There's no way.
Yeah, no.
If you were in Vegas and you bought it in 2009 and you have it now and you're selling it out.
Yeah, now
you're
rich.
Making bank. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You made a ton of cash. But here's the thing. Brittany, you're saying that you're technically a millennial, correct? I don't know, depending on this
technically.
Whole thing.
Okay, so, I'm in the purgatory.
Sure. As a millennial, you're not comfortable with owning a home. And I wonder if that also contributes to the whole, you know, lack of commitment thing that millennials are now... stuck with that stigma.
Definitely has to do with the lack of commitment and wanting the responsibility. If something breaks, I get it. I could have a home warranty. I've been lectured on this, but I don't like having to deal with things. Like, I had a $10,000 plumbing issue. Wasn't my problem.
No, I get it.
I liked having that luxury.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's also a transient thing. Because it used to be that people would always stay in the same place and then move a whole lot. But now, you know, the world's getting so much smaller from technology and stuff that people move a lot or they have jobs where they're traveling around, you know.
Right.
So it's better for a lot of people to rent.
Plus, they have another stigma of the millennials that you don't hold on to a job for.
Yeah, that too. As long.
You don't do the.
But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing either.
Well, I mean, look,
a lot of people it used to be.
There's no pension plans anymore.
No, exactly.
Just, like, retirement
and it
plans
used to be you
don't
were,
exist.
Used to be you were stuck in your marriage and you were stuck in your job for pretty much ever. Now it's like people, you know, I don't really like this person anymore, or I don't really like this job, or whatever it is. I mean, I don't think that's necessarily
the wind
a bad
blows
thing.
And they change their mind. Yeah.
Let's go phones 876-3692. Bryce, not there.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper is not there. He's a millennial, isn't he?
Oh, he has to be.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Hey, Colin.
What's happening, guys?
What's up, man? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, on the home loans and stuff, or the homes, like what Greg was saying, he sees the economy thing going. We're trying to straighten our credit up right now, but the people that wanted to give us a loan, they were going to give us a hard money loan. What that is that's a loan they'll give you, but you have like 2 years to clean up your credit to get a better loan to pay that off. If not, then they start charging you more.
So do you think that this... Look, this is the first time I've ever heard of anything like that, but would you consider that like a predatory loan?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
It sounds kind of sketchy.
Yeah, it's like when those people that rent a couch that costs $400, but then like you rent it for 3 years and you wind up paying $13,000 for the couch or whatever.
Of course.
It's like one of those things.
Yeah. All right, thanks,
Colin. Put your seatbelt on, Colin.
All right, later.
Yeah, buckle up. I don't know. Look, I bought a house. This is the first house I've ever bought in my life. Smartest decision I've ever made, hands down.
And you've put a lot of work into it.
Well, yeah, because we bought a terrible, crappy house and trying to fix it all.
It's almost like you're making a custom home.
Well, but at the same time,
But you got in.
Good. I got in at the right time and the whole thing. Right, exactly. And stability, it's good for everything, right? Raising a family and all that kind of
sure.
stuff. But I don't necessarily, I don't fault you, Brittany, for having that mentality, because I totally get the not wanting to deal with the issues of, oh, no, I got a hole in my roof now. You know what I mean? I totally get that.
Yeah. Thank but you, if, because everyone else is telling me that I'm dumb.
But not for that reason.
Right. But here, a third of millennials, you're looking at, dude, in my opinion, the downside is that you're having a few people are going to own all the properties and everyone's going to be renting from them. Where that was a market, a segment of the economy where that wealth was divvied up.
Yeah, distributed better.
Yeah,
I was about to say, the smart thing is to buy stuff now and then prepare to rent it. Yeah.
Yeah, you become the landlord to rent it out, so I don't know.
Well, that's why when the economy tanks, people, you know, the people that benefit the most are the rich people, because they can buy up all these properties
exactly.
at cheap and then
rent them out.
Now they're slumlords.
And they don't even have to be a landlord. They can hire a property management company.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, I know.
And then nobody ever comes and fixes the toilet.
Those Canadians, man. They swooped in here and they just gobbled up all the
I
time.
Love my property management.
Yeah, sure.
Shout out to them. No, they're dealing with my HOA issues.
All right, I don't want to hear about your HOA issues. We got a break here. 876-3692. Let us know what you think. You can always text in as well. BS in your message. 69187. There's a story saying that a third of millennials not going to buy homes, which I personally think that's going to impact the economy a great deal. If a third of millennials, the largest generation.
That's a lot of people.
Is not going to buy homes. They say they can't afford it. People like you, Brittany, they don't want the responsibility, the whole thing. 876-3692. Let's go to the phone. Brandon!
What's up?
What's up, man?
No, it's the best way to hold your money and save it is just put it in the gun safe. Don't trust nobody with it.
It doesn't grow your money, though, man.
Yeah, you have a better...
It will after time, because then you're not losing it.
Yeah, but
math.
You're not going to make a whole bunch. You're not going to make anything
math. Still yet again.
You want it back.
It's like a layaway plan.
You're better just exactly. putting it in the bank and hoping it grows a couple cents interest every year.
Amber,
hey, what's up, man?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah,
I'm technically a millennial, even though I don't think I am. I was born in '84. But
what
I'm
year
one
is
of
it?
That third, I think. I kind of agree with Brittany. Like, I don't feel prepared. Like, if something were to happen, like, I'm responsible to pay for that. I don't have enough money saved, and that's why I don't buy a home. Like, the amount of money I would need to put down, I just don't have. Like, I'm a single mom, and my student loans are crazy. Like, as it is, like, I make great money, but I can't save enough to be able to get into a home and feel financially secure. So I'm spending extra money every month just to pay rent, and that just makes me angry, too. So I feel like I'm kind of stuck. I don't have a way out. I have no choice but to rent.
Sure.
Do you have a bathtub?
Do I have a bathtub?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Meth.
Okay. Oh, Craig, enough of your financial advice. Yeah. All right, you're done.
He's trying to tell you to cook meth like Walter White to make money.
No, I'm okay.
Smart. Very smart.
Did she say she was born in 84 or she was 84?
Brittany, what was that? What's up with you? You're spitting in the trash can. You're making these noises. Oh, my God. We got the rat coming up, or are you going to go to the hospital?
I am going to continue to blow my nose. Great. This morning, I blew my nose so hard, my ears popped. I'm just phlegmy. I was on a plane. I'm hoping I'm not getting sick. My mucus is still clear.
Okay, I didn't ask for your diagnosis. Okay, what's with the wreck?
I'm going to tell you how a prescription drug.
I'm 5'4". I feel slightly bloated. This barometric pressure is messing with my watery eyes.
I'm 5'2", and I take turmeric.
My deviated septum is making it hard to blow my nose.
As I was saying, I'm going to tell you how taking a prescription drug can change your sexuality. At least
change your sexuality.
Okay. It happened for one man.
All right. That's all coming up. That and more, maybe.
I have some food news, too. You know, I always got to slip that in there.
It's all coming up here in 3.5 minutes after Highly Suspect.
It's time for Brittany's Rack. It's like a newspaper rack, but she gives it to you orally.
tax day? Can you say happy before tax day? I hope you're not sitting in line at the post office right
now. Here's the thing. You've already paid your taxes. Well, majority of them.
Paid your dues if you check the right box.
Some people are getting money back if they file. It's filing time. Now, if you got to pay in, I get it, but still file the tax.
Well, according to a random survey that is circulating today, only 33% of Americans think that they pay a good number of taxes, whereas most people think they pay more than they should.
With how the government wastes it? Yeah, absolutely. I can totally see that.
But wait, I thought everyone got a huge, prosperous tax cut.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, every time I look at the difference between my gross and my net pay, a little bit of me dies inside. And I get angry.
You get angry.
Well, I think, I don't know. Taxes, man. There you go.
Let's talk about new food combinations.
Hell of a...
to lighten the mood.
Hell of a take from me.
There's a new M&M flavor. Does anyone care? This
kiwi.
One is
kiwi?
Outside the box. That's actually pretty close.
Really? Is it like a... I feel like it would be a Skittle flavor. What do you think, Greg? New M&M flavor. What do you think it is?
Poutine.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure it's poutine.
I don't know. Gravy's on fries. The Canadians are doing it wrong.
No, they're doing it amazing. What are you talking about? Have you ever had that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's the best thing in the world.
I am a French fry connoisseur.
You have a terrible taste. Period. You said my guacamole was bad, and now you don't like gravy on fries. I don't know what you're doing. You're doing it wrong.
Yay or nay for orange creamsicle M&Ms.
I'm in.
It's a mix of white chocolate, orange, and cream flavors.
If you're in the mood for that, I guess.
They're only on sale at Dollar General stores for the time being.
Interesting.
I know.
Maybe they're rejected M&Ms?
Yeah.
Like they were supposed to be like the red M&Ms and they came out weird.
Everybody that had a rash on their forehead after eating them, those are the ones.
Is everything at the dollar store expired?
I think.
Is that, how does that
the
work?
The deals aren't even good, by the way. You get one paper towel roll for a dollar. You go to somewhere else, you get 20 of them for $8.
There are some things. I buy cleaning supplies and Ziploc bags and stuff at the dollar store. But bleach.
But if you count out what you're getting, if you actually sit there and do the math, it doesn't really add up to me.
Right. I agree. With toilet paper and paper towels, you're getting a lower quality thing, but you're actually spending more.
Yeah.
But cleaning supplies, best deal. Because otherwise, even if you buy it in bulk at a Costco or a Sam's Club, you're still paying for these cleaning supplies, whereas you get the same size for a dollar.
Yeah, but the cleaning supplies there are watered down. It's almost like spitting on your counter.
What? Who said that?
I did. I bought the stuff, the bleach stuff that they clean your counter with.
How do you mess up bleach?
I don't know. It's watered down. It's diluted, so that
really?
It's cheaper. Yeah.
I always thought everything in there was expired. They're like, hey, if you don't mind, 4-day-old donuts, have at it.
Yeah.
A dollar. All right. Not saying I'm better than that. I'm saying I did buy it, thinking it was a 4-day-old donut. Yeah. But go ahead.
The milk duds are like jawbreakers in there.
Well, enjoy the orange creamsicle M&Ms if you get them at the Dollar General store. So if I could tell you that a specific food can make you more attractive to a female, would you like me to tell you about it?
Yes.
Poutine.
Apparently, when a woman eats spicy food on a date, it will make the guy she's with seem more attractive.
Mm.
Researchers think it could be because of the words we use to describe spicy foods. It's kind of sexual and spicy.
Yeah.
Hot, intense.
I like a girl that smells spicy. Like pico de gallo.
Fresh garlic and onion smell.
All right.
Hey, check out my smell hole.
Yeah, exactly.
In baseball news, local boy Bryce Harper is a beast. Want to hear?
Real quick, I just want to play this real quick.
I tasted it. My tongue didn't go numb, so you're good.
Okay, thank you. Bryce Harper, I want to see what's going on in your brain.
Damn it, Greg.
If you're an adult male.
That's not applicable.
Who has a foreskin.
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that applicable to the story?
I can see you sitting around eating a bag of foreskin.
Would you?
What?
Write that down. Please?
No, I'm not brining
like pork,
it down.
Like pork rinds.
Foreskin pork rinds. I'll air fry them.
No. What are you talking about?
My friend.
You just got excited about frying up foreskins in your air fryer.
So you could eat them.
What is wrong? And I'm not eating them. First
Will
of all,
punishment.
That's cannibalism. I'm not doing it.
My friend puts foreskin on her face.
What?
Yeah. She got an eye cream that has
while it's still on?
Has foreskin in it. She's a dentist, so she can afford.
So she's
like
a dentist.
She's a dentist.
So she has a degree in medicine of some sort.
Yes.
And she puts a foreskin on her face.
Yeah, that's the new thing. I talked to. It's a. I can't even say the name of the facial they get, but Sandra Bullock's been using it for anti-aging.
I'm sure it's a facial.
Yeah, and it uses foreskin.
Like she's gonna get fired for malpractice at some point.
Mouth practice?
Yeah, mouth practice. Some guy's gonna wake up from his whatever. His days and have his foreskin on this lady's face.
It's got the suction thing still in his mouth.
Yeah, and she has it in hers.
Sucking up.
Can we go back to Bryce Harper being a beast?
Is she a surgeon as well, Brittany? Is it a 2-for-1 special? She puts guys under. Looks like you're going to need a little root canal there. Yeah. Really? Is she selling foreskins on the black market? Who's your friend? What's her name?
She buys it at a med spa.
Med spas are just dealing foreskins now?
Yeah, foreskin cream. Right. It's eye cream.
What?
No,
the
it's
The stem
not.
Cells in the foreskin help with anti-aging and collagen.
What do you do with the foreskin?
Are
you sucking stem cells out of it?
I'm not a dermatologist, and I don't make skincare.
It's one eye cream.
It's better than the brown eye cream.
That's a good point.
I'll do some research about the penis cream.
Yeah, let us know how it works.
Sure.
And write that down and press play on Bryce Harper being a beast.
And Lobatone setting up inside. The barrel of the bat flew all the way to the screen. And look at this. See you later on a broken bat. The bat hit the screen behind the bat boy. And Bryce Harper hits it out of the yard.
Yeah, he still had like the handle of the bat in which he broke when he hit a home run and ran with the bat. Like, well, there's the fourth of the bat that he was holding.
Do you have the "Oh, good for you" sounder over there?
Yeah, but that was the worst sports announcing of some amazing thing in the world.
It's not about the bad sports announcer. It's about Bryce Harper.
No, but listen to this. This is his like amazing. You know, I'm trying to think of. I just know like Tom Hamilton, who's the dude, the play-by-play guy for the Cleveland Indians. He's like, right? It gets you all hyped. You're in it. You're like, oh my God. He's painting the mental picture as you're listening on the radio. This guy says,
see you later.
That's what he says.
Maybe he came from commentating golf.
On a broken bat.
Lame.
So I know we're out of time.
Maybe that's what Bryce Harper has. Maybe that's what that is underneath their eyes.
The eye black?
Maybe that's, but it's not.
Oh, wait. Where does she get the foreskin?
Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the Morning.
It's Steven, the cleaning guy.
Boy, what a human onion Steven the cleaning guy is. You know, the more we hang out with him, the more things we discover about him.
Let's not talk about how he smells on air.
He doesn't smell. I'm talking about he's an onion as in layers. You peel the layers back. There's just more things to discover about him every single time you talk to him. You're like, my God, he is an enigma. He really is.
Yeah. The first layer, it's like, oh, he's a virgin. Second layer, it's like, oh, he likes to be spanked and wear rubber suits.
Yes, you can't just say wear rubber. It's an entire custom-made rubber suit.
Not just a tiny little rubber hat.
This is making his day right here. This is Steven's, like, Christmas morning. I know. All right,
I bet Steven is the only guy that would like condoms.
If his whole body was inside one, yes. Absolutely. So, Steven, look, does Steve, people ask all the time, does Steven really do cleaning around here? Yes, he really does do cleaning around here. He changes light bulbs, specifically, is kind of his forte.
He just sent a staff email out yesterday about something he found in the, quote, janitor closet.
That's right. He did. He sent an all-staff email. We'll have to talk to him about that. And he just wanders in here around 8 o'clock. That's his new routine.
I actually have a little surprise for him.
So when he comes in here, we'll ask him. But he also does other things. He's not just the cleaning guy anymore. He's been upgraded. He goes out and he sets up the remote broadcasts and all that kind of stuff, right? So Steven was setting up our remote broadcast. Greg, you and I were out there at the Clark County Fair in Rodeo.
Yes.
In Logandale.
Giddy up. Is it still going on?
No.
Oh.
It is a fun time. It is a great time.
Go
if you've
next
never
year.
Been up there, go. Yeah, we always enjoy going up there. You always meet different kind of people up there, you know? People come from far and wide to go. They bring a lot of different types.
Emphasis on wide.
So what we ended up doing is we brought the microphone. We're like, you know, we're going to record some audio. We did not realize it would be our own cleaning man, Steven. Here's what happened.
BS in the morning. We are out here in Logandale for the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. We have Heather here. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
And what's your name?
Gina.
And what's your name?
Shayla.
And your name?
Aliciana.
Steven, come here for a second.
Yep. Hi.
Steven, you're like, I'm going to go explore. And then you come back. What two items are you holding when you come back?
A boot cup filled with Texas Twister drink.
What?
And it's a cup shaped as a boot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those like lemonade drinks that comes in the shape of a cowboy boot.
Cute.
He's walking back. He goes, I'm going to go explore. And Rennie goes off. Just totally cool. We're like, oh, Steven, have fun. Go and have fun. We're going to man the tent here for a minute.
Be comes free. Back.
In one hand, he's got a boot drink.
Be free.
All right.
Okay, and that was in your left hand. What was in your right hand?
A replica of the Master Sword from Legend of Zelda.
What? Yes, a replica of the Master Sword from The Legend of Zelda.
That sounds expensive.
It was incredible. The fact that he just goes out and he comes back. And this is what he's hearing in his own head. He... This is what he spent his tax return money on. This is what he told me off mic, unfortunately, but he said, thank God for tax return money. We continue.
Was it a real sword?
Oh, here's the audio. Let's just continue, all right? Here we go.
We just got here, and you've already found the Master Sword from The Legend of Zelda.
Dude, it's a real sword. It's a sword. Like a sword. It's a real
classic sword.
Take it out. Wait a minute.
Feel
that. Metal sword.
Feel that. That's metal.
How much did you spend on this?
I think that was 70.
Spend $70 on a sword.
Yeah, I like swords.
Gina and Aliciana, what do you guys think about him and his purchasing decisions, and how do they relate to the single female?
I mean, it's probably why you're still a virgin.
All right, well, Steven, have you ever wielded a sword of that power before?
No, otherwise I would have had one already.
Can I ask you, how many swords do you own?
Three, maybe.
Is this your third or fourth?
Probably fourth.
Okay, so this is your fourth sword. Can I ask you, have you ever had any training with the swords before?
Not professional, no.
Have you ever taken the sword, unsheathed it, and wielded it in your apartment?
No, there's not enough room.
I see nothing but a grass field here next to us. With nothing but, would you, Steven,
do it, Steven,
take out the sword and show us a couple moves?
I was tempted to, but the owner of the shop said, don't do that or security's going to bust you.
Okay. What if you leave the thing on? You don't take out the blade?
Don't know.
Let's try it.
Do it.
You ladies want to see Steven wield the sword?
Yes.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Come on, Steven.
Come on.
Don't do it near that child.
Yeah,
just do it. Do it back over here. $70 on the sword. We want to see the combo.
I don't want us to get in trouble here,
just
man.
Keep the plastic on.
I think they'll still yell at me.
Just go
do it.
Steven, what if you just take the sheath, we hold the sword, and it's just the sheath?
The sheath.
Okay. Just try with that.
That might.
Just want to see what you got.
That stick might. The sword in the grass like you're a knight from the round table or something. Go over there with your sheath and
Okay, the sheath might work.
He agrees to the sheath. When we come back, you're going to hear Stephen wield the Master Sword from Zelda sheath in a field in Logandale at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. You're going to hear the women's reactions to his skills as he wields this.
This is amazing. It's like a combination of video games, LARPing, and Stephen the Cleaning Guy.
Yeah, you're going to get it all in 6 minutes.
In the morning, encouragingly hopeless.
Stephen the Cleaning Guy's third favorite video game song.
It's not a game. I'm not a robot, and I challenge you.
My God, it's perfect. Song. I'm not even like joking. It's great. Oh, it's so good. So Stephen the Cleaning Guy, he's our cleaning guy here at the station. When we last left off in this audio, Stephen the Cleaning Guy is walking back from, he was gone for what? It couldn't have been more than 10 minutes. There's no way.
Yeah, around 10 minutes.
It was around 10 minutes. He comes back holding it's called the Texas Twister, in a cup shaped as a boot, right? This big-ass lemon fruity drink in one hand. And on the other hand, he's holding the Master Sword from The Legend of Zelda.
Replica.
But it's a real sword.
Which is concerning. That they're just selling weapons.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. At the fair.
Why is that concerning?
He was pimping that there was canes with swords in them and everything as well.
Oh, my God, I don't know this. But what if Stephen the Cleaning Guy was insane, or anybody could just go and buy a sword and start stabbing people with it?
Yeah, but anyone can go buy a sword anyway. I mean, you can buy knives and swords anywhere you want. I don't understand.
Look.
I know, but this is an actual sword.
It's a real sword. Stephen spent his tax return money on it. It cost him $70. He got it. And now, why do I keep messing that up? We last left off with Stephen the Cleaning Guy agreeing that he will wield only the sheath and he'll show us his sword fighting moves in a field out there at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo.
Will you explain to me what a sheath is on a sword? I'm not familiar with my weaponry.
What you put the sword in.
Yeah. It's the thing you take the sword out of and put it in.
Like a holster.
Got it. The case.
Does that. Yeah, well, exactly.
Case, but yeah.
Sure, the case.
All
yeah,
right, whatever.
Well, whatever. So it's called the sheath, and now he has just the sheath, the plastic sheath with like these elfish insignia on the... Okay, it's like blue, and it's got... We'll put the picture up. We'll put it up on our Twitter, since we're trying to pimp out our Twitter here, at BS Morning Show up on Twitter. You can see the video, because, Greg, you live-streamed this.
Yes.
So if you want to see Steven and his moves and his sheath-wielding moves, you can watch it there over on twitter.com/BS Morning Show. All right, here we go. Are we ready? We're jumping back in it. This is Steven agreeing that he will show us his sword-wielding moves at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo.
Okay, the sheath might work.
All right, let's do it. Ladies, you're in for a treat. We're going to see Steven wield the sheath of the Master Sword from Zelda. Clark County Fair 2018. Oh, we're going to get this on video as well. Steven, describe what you're doing right now. What are these insignia along the sheath?
I think it's just designs.
How did that feel?
Felt like a sword coming out of a sheath.
I'll take the sword. It has a blue handle and wings. You now have the sheath in hand. Steven, first of all, describe what you're going to do here.
I haven't decided, honestly.
Can you give us like three words that would describe your routine that you're going to perform here?
Hack and slash.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's going to perform the hack and slash.
Woohoo!
Woo! We're going to find out what it means.
What does that mean?
Here goes Steven.
Well, you know
just
the
sheath. Steven is walking out. Look at this beautiful grass in Logandale. No, take a step that way a little bit more.
All right, give us the sheath.
We're going to go the play-by-play here. Steven is standing out there.
This is Steven the cleaning guy, everybody.
Here he goes. Steven the cleaning guy.
I like how Greg is sitting there announcing, everyone, prepare to be amazed. There's like pig races going on behind us.
Yeah. There was a banjo group playing Metallica, too, that's not too far from
that's
us.
Right.
I saw that video. They yeah. were good.
Yeah.
They slayed it.
This is, but this is the real spectacle, okay?
Oh,
we have
obviously.
Our cleaning guy in the field about to perform this amazing hack and
with
slash.
With the Zelda sheath.
Exactly. Here we go.
Slash, swipe. Slap, uppercut, slash, down, slash. He was actually pretty good.
He actually was pretty good.
He's nimble.
Dude, he is fired up.
You are. That was good.
Adrenaline going.
That was like, I don't mean this to sound, that was like figure skating. It was so smooth. It looked good.
Dude,
how did the whole thing feel?
I would be scared shitless right now.
How did it feel?
Good exercise.
Are you proud?
Mildly.
All right.
Dude, hold your master sword.
His face when he got done doing that was
oh my god,
he was fired up, dude.
You know, Steven came back stone cold,
yeah.
killer face.
Yeah, and his face was like,
serious.
As soon as he got done, it was like, yeah, don't mess with me. It was like when the football players get fired up before the game, you know
yeah.
what I mean? That's what his face looked like.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, about ready, like, I am now ready to go into battle.
Yeah,
right.
I'm proud of Steven and his sword swinging,
it was amazing. I was rightfully impressed.
If you haven't seen the video, it actually is really impressive.
Yeah.
I would look at it.
It's very Mildly. Manly of him.
All right.
Hold your master sword. I'm going to get the ladies' reactions here. Ladies, have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
Did it do anything for you emotionally?
No.
Want to see it again?
No.
Nothing. Steven is now hydrating after his routine. He's drinking liquid out of his boot. What do you think?
About?
Their reaction.
Didn't expect that.
He was impressed. They were impressed. No. Everybody was impressed. I was.
Well, besides
I'm
the last
impressed.
Girl.
That's true.
I can't wait to watch the video.
Go watch the video.
At BS Morning Show on Twitter.
Exactly. Let's talk to Albino. Are you still there, Albino?
I am still here, Sparkle.
What's up, man? What do you think?
Hey, brother. I got a question, man. I saw this video over the weekend. And I got a question regarding why in the hell y'all didn't try to stop him.
Why would we stop
why?
Steven?
Think about this. You took him to Virginia, West Virginia, with Mountain Mama and deemed it appropriate to have Greg go along to supervise. I think we need to have somebody supervising his daily purchase decisions.
Well, he did walk off from us. I mean, I can't be around him all day, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, that's what a babysitter does, Greg. Come on, my friend.
He doesn't need a baby. He's a grown-ass man. He lives on his own. He's buying rubber suits and hanging out with porn stars. How is that not a girl?
You just kind of proved his point right after that.
And a sword. I don't even know. He can't even get it in Mountain Mama. I'm worried about this sword, man.
I think he's just fine. Steven could lose his virginity today if he really wanted it.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna help facilitate that?
I've already done it.
Yeah, he got
tried.
Offered a foursome with what was it? Well, four. With three BBW porn stars.
All right, then record that and put that at BS in the morning.
He said no.
He didn't want to.
No?
No, of course.
What's wrong with him?
Dude.
He wants his first time to mean something, and you can't blame him for
and
that.
And he turned down two women in bed in West Virginia as well.
Yes, exactly.
Get him a sock.
I'm sure he has a sock.
I'm sure, yeah. Don't worry about that. I'm sure he's...
It's going to be American Pie up in here. Come on.
It's going to be... Look, Steven is his own man. He wants. He lives by his own rules. All right, we can't sit there and babysit him.
Don't get me wrong. I love Steve. I just think somebody should be advising him on his purchases. Actually, tell him I work at a bank. I'm a financial advisor. I can help him out with that.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you, Albino. We're gonna try to get him in here and actually try to figure out what he's doing now with the sword. If he still thinks it's a wise purchasing decision in the whole thing.
It's some people collect art or they select. Different interior design. Maybe that's his art, his hobby, his house decorations.
I asked him if he hangs it on his wall. We're going to find out exactly what his plans are for the Master Sword and for everything else in his life. And he's also going to be hanging out with us tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually going to be Steven the Cleaning Guy's Vegetable of the Month.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to do that. So we're going to be doing that tomorrow as we're broadcasting live.
I wonder if he slices it up with the sword.
Oh, my God. That'd be incredible.
Yeah. He just throws it up in the air and in half. Like
maybe
Fruit Ninja.
Tomorrow. All right. That's what we're doing. Tomorrow?
Yeah, Steven has to bring
his sword. Steven brings the sword. And I think his vegetable of the month is cauliflower. We'll pitch cauliflower to him, and he'll try to slice it in there like Fruit Ninja.
Yes.
With the sword.
I think he'll be able to do it.
And we'll add it to the breakfast thing.
I think he's going to be very precise.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for our broadcast tomorrow. We're broadcasting from Station 6, Fire Station 6 tomorrow for the Muscular Dystrophy Association boot drive that they're going to
do. Cheat day, what?
Cauliflower for everyone!
Mike, the radio took a sh** in your cereal bowl. It's BS in the morning.
Just got done playing Steven the Cleaning Guy's audio of when he purchased the Master Sword from Zelda. The Master Sword from Zelda. I never really got into Zelda, so I'm not too sure about the whole thing. But he purchased the Master Sword from Zelda at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. We played the audio of him doing a little sword demonstration with just the sheath to be safe, to be careful. Right? There's youngins running amok over there at the Clark County Fair and Rodeo. And so what happens is... now we're starting to get all these people in there that love swords call up. They love swords. They love knives.
They love Steven the Cleaning Guy.
Everyone loves Steven. But here's the thing. I want to find out a sword expert if this thing is worth something, if it's going to be worth something, if it was a wise purchase choice, something. So I don't know. This says Raquel here. It says sword collector on the screen. So Raquel.
Yes.
Raquel, you're a sword collector.
Actually, I'm a knife and sword collector.
Oh, what do you do with all your knives and swords?
I have something for you.
Oh, good for you!
I have them mostly hanging on my wall. I have the battle axe that my daughter made me in metal shop. I have a Klingon bat last.
Oh, good for you!
Double swords.
Oh, good for you!
And I have a butt knife that's from my elbow to my tip of my middle finger, and that's just the blade.
Oh, good for you!
Is there a point behind this, Raquel?
Well, see, the best thing about having knives is that they're very hideable, and when your kids' friends come over, especially of the opposite sex, and their mom is sitting at the kitchen table cleaning her knives, you tend to not mess with the kids.
Huh.
Okay.
You know what's interesting is you actually sound like an old battle axe as well.
Well, I am a grandma.
There you go.
I'm 49.
Oh, good for you!
And I married a guy 12 years younger than me. I don't look it.
Oh, good for you!
Cool. All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
Okay, there's Raquel.
And her sharp objects.
Boy, sword collectors. Am I right? Am I right? Steven the Cleaning Guy has just walked in. Hi, Steven. How are you?
Hi, Sparks.
How are you? Did you hear your audio of you?
I've heard a bit.
Sheathing? Taking a big sheath out there at Logandale? We have so many questions about the Master Sword. Text line has so many questions about the Master Sword.
I think you're just completely overhyped about this.
Okay.
It's pretty hype.
We're going to find out here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. We'll ask all kinds of sword questions from Steven the Cleaning Guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh, you don't like it? Did you pay for it? Then shut the f*** up. It's BS in the morning.
You can always text the show, BS in your message, 69187. A lot of texts here, Steven. We got our cleaning guy in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying it's a good move, actually. That you spent your tax return money on the Master Sword from The Legend of Zelda. The Clark County Fair and Rodeo. Do you still have the sword, Steven?
Yeah.
Was that your entire tax return?
No.
Okay, so it was just a portion.
That I'd be kind of scared if that was my entire tax return.
Well, I don't know.
That was scared for you.
Who knows what bracket you're in? All I'm saying is that you said, thank God for tax return money. That's mm-hmm. what you spend it on. What did I say? I said, look at that. You're injecting it right into the local economy
mm-hmm.
out there in Logan.
That's kind of local.
Yeah. Well, Logandale, you know.
Local enough. It's not some corporate talking head.
That's exactly right. Now, let's talk about the stand in which you bought the... It's a real sword. People are asking it's a plastic sword. No, it's a real sword. It's a metal sword.
Yep, metal blade.
And it has a blue handle and like blue wings coming off the handle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sword is 100% metal. And then the sheath has like the elfish writing or something on it.
It has a design on it, yeah.
A design. Mm. And isn't it like a exact replica?
Yeah, as exact as I can remember the Master Sword. I think it's probably more modeled after the one from A Link to the Past.
Are there different swords in each Zelda video game?
The design kind of changes every game a little bit.
Got it.
First one was dope.
Got it.
Remember there was a giant standing in front of the town, and I couldn't figure out how to get the giant to move, and then finally I found this flute I had in my inventory, and I played the flute, and then he moved. And I was like, oh my God. Me and my friends were very excited.
I don't remember that in the first game.
Steven!
He's an orange giant.
You say orange weird.
It sounds more like Ocarina of Time.
Orange.
This says Legend of Zelda. 5 hours of it. It's on YouTube. Now, Steven, where's the sword now?
It's at home.
Is it wrapped up in a blanket? Is it in a golf bag? Where is it?
It's laying gently on my bed currently.
Do you sleep with it?
No. That's a little hazardous.
Why is it...
Because that's where I left it.
On your bed?
Yeah, this morning.
After you got out of your bed, so then you went and did something with your sword and then placed it on the bed.
Wait. I had it was in the way of my walking path while I was leaning against, like, the dresser, so I put it on the bed so I wouldn't trip over it.
This isn't part of that whole pegging thing, is it?
No. Oh.
Steven.
It's terrible.
Ow.
Steven, with your new sword, what are your plans? What's your plans for it?
Well,
are you going to hang it on the wall?
Well... Probably if I remember to buy some hanging things. Whatever those are.
Hooks?
Hooks. Yeah.
Hooks.
I'm not versed in home decoration.
They're hooks, Steven. So, you're going to buy some hooks. We'll hang it on the wall. Have you wielded the sword since Logandale? That was Friday.
No, I haven't.
It's Tuesday.
I haven't really had time to.
All right. What are your other swords? You said this is your fourth sword. What are your other ones?
One's a long sword. I got that from the Renaissance Fair years back.
A long sword like what knights would use?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wide too, like those big heavy ones?
No, that's a claymore. I don't got one of those. Okay. And another one I got is a replica of Sting, that dagger that Frodo has in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, of course. That little one that glows.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this one doesn't glow.
Okay. Ugh. Is it inscribed? Does it have...
It has it has the elf runes and stuff on it.
Very cool.
That's cool.
And... Oh, no. I was mistaken. I have three swords and I have a bow staff.
A bow staff?
Yeah.
Like the...
It looks like
Gandalf?
No, not like that. It's just... It looks like something that Little John welded in Robin Hood? Think. Yeah,
so is
like
it
that.
Metal?
No, it's wood.
Okay, so it's wood. Is it? There's no blade. It's just a pole.
Yeah, it's just a hard polished pole.
Hmm.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I'll write it down. Have you used any of these? Do you want training? Do you wish to seek training in any of these?
Hasn't really crossed my mind. But
no.
No.
If we put you on stage. And gave you like 4 weeks. Do you think you could pull off a routine with any of these weapons?
Routine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we to gave Zelda
you,
music.
Yeah. What if we got you like training and we're like, come see Steven at Homestead Steaks. We'll get a little stage for you.
And then he'll cut it for you after.
And you'll slice up some meat with your sword. Would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? Have you ever had any training with weapons at all?
No.
All right. Do you favor medieval type weapons rather than modern day weapons.
If I had to give a specific preference, I'd say giant sword.
Giant sword over a gun.
Mm. All right. What about samurai swords? Do you like samurai swords?
I like samurai katanas.
What about machetes?
What are we just grilling him on his? What is this, Steven's review of weaponry?
I'm a little distracted looking at Steven right now. Are you growing a playoff beard?
What's a playoff beard?
For the Vegas Golden Knights in the playoffs. Because you have a lot of facial and chest hair going on.
Well, that's what he wants the machete for.
Are those new shoes, Steven, with the Velcro? They're cute.
Yeah, I got those shortly after tax return.
It's all coming
lately,
back.
Steven's, dude, he's got a haircut lately. He's got his hair slicked back.
I think this breakup's the best thing that's ever happened.
Steven,
to
you. Are you classing it up now that you broke up with Mama?
Because you know you get comfortable when you're just sitting around, like, you know, laying around eating bonbons when you're in a relationship.
Exactly.
And then you get out of that relationship and you're all well kept. You get your hair nice and done. I don't have hair, but I imagine if I did.
There's nothing like post breakup shape.
Yes.
That's like the best shape you're in.
You look a little tanner.
Yeah.
Looking way too deep into this.
No? Steven, you bought new shoes with your tax return.
Because I needed new shoes.
Velcro.
876-3692. If you're a lady that's into swords.
Oh, God.
Steven has four of them.
Why do we still use shoelaces when we already know about Velcro, by the way?
Yeah, I never got that angle.
Steven's
off the shoelace.
Seriously. They even sell shoes where you put Velcro over the laces to keep them from coming undone.
Steven, text line is recommending you should buy the Final Fantasy sword.
Buster sword.
The Buster Sword, yeah.
Oh, he knows about it.
This is one of my favorite video games of all time.
Final Fantasy VII is the best game
ever.
Amazing.
Amazing. Would you buy one of those? It'd be too heavy to wield.
What if it was real and it glowed like that, though?
That thing is super heavy, if I remember the specifics.
It's way bigger than the person, even.
Yeah, Cloud. Yeah. Cloud was his name.
7 feet of heavy, dense steel.
It's the name of your first album, Steven. Steven. With your tax return money now gone, I imagine it's all spent, correct?
No.
You still have more?
Yeah.
What's your next purchase? What have you been eyeing down here?
Vegetable of the month. Can't forget that.
That's tomorrow. Steven's going to bring his Legend of Zelda Master Sword tomorrow. Is Vegetable of the Month cauliflower?
Yep.
So you're going to do research on it? We want to hear the factoids?
Yeah. I'll reimburse you for the cauliflower. I don't want you to have to spend the tax return.
We're going to throw some cauliflower at you. You'll dice up the cauliflower. We'll put it in the meal tomorrow that we'll feed the firemen at
Station
6.
Toss it at
you. Toss it.
Yeah, I would say.
It's going to be like Fruit Ninja with the cauliflower.
Yeah.
And your Master Sword's going to do the work.
And get the fresh stuff. Don't get that frozen crap.
Steven, what's your next purchase?
I haven't decided. I'm just not spending it so I can have cushion.
That's very smart, Steven.
That's good.
Steven, do you one day want to own a house?
Someday.
Is that a goal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you want a wife and stuff, right, first?
No.
Steven, okay. Do you ever want to get married? Do you ever want to get married?
No.
He's a little jaded from love right now. That's not a good question for him.
There's a lot of people out there that are like, nah, marriage isn't my thing. It's totally fine.
Yeah, all right. I'm not married.
If he meets the right woman and or man, we don't know what could happen.
Typical lady, already trying to lock you down. Right when you said you didn't want to be married. You see how that works? My God.
I'm also going to try to completely change you.
Yes.
From the inside out, Stephen.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay, Stephen. I'm glad you bought the sword. If it makes you happy, then it's money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
That's kind of the point of having your tax return, isn't it? Buying stuff you need.
Did you need a sword?
Of course he does. Why would he not need a sword?
Here's a fourth one?
Yeah. Maybe the other three aren't going to protect him enough.
Make it sound like I bought four of them in like a short span of time. It's been like a long span of years.
Did you keep the receipt?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was going to say, you talked about it on the radio. You can now write it off. It would have been fine. You could have turned in the receipt for the Master Sword.
Oh, I thought you meant to go return it. I was like, I think those carnies are long gone.
That's what I'm not saying you can return the Master Sword.
Oh, no, wait, it's a digital receipt, so I still have it.
It's a digital receipt?
Yeah, they have, like, the square thing.
Oh, my God, these are fascinating.
These are high-tech cardies,
yeah. Impressive. All right, well, Steven, thanks for taking the time. Again, like I said earlier, every time we talk to you, we get a little window into who you are as a person, and it's fascinating. It's an amazing thing every single time. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you tomorrow morning out there.
Yep.
Bright and early.
You know what? Before, though, I do have something for you, Stephen. I brought it in. I found it in my medicine cabinet, and I know we have a big day tomorrow at the fire station, and I just don't want any accidents to happen. Tell the fifth man what I just gave you.
Highlands leg cramps PM.
There you go.
So you don't have to suffer from leg cramps anymore, Steven.
And this is for PM, Brittany, not AM.
Take it tonight.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Steven. Appreciate it. We'll see Steven tomorrow. Just an amazing person.
Can we go out with Steven, the cleaning guy's original leg cramp?
No, I don't want to go out because I want to go out with giving away because we have free tickets for the Comedy Cellar we haven't given away. So let's do that right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
Also, hold on real quick. I may have a little – I was talking about this a long time ago, but I just didn't bring it up because I was waiting for it to get warmer. I may have a little announcement about a trip that Steven and I may have to get it approved. I don't know. May take.
Wait, what?
Does Steven know about this?
He's been somewhat not warned at all.
Steven, so, do you know what you're talking
about?
The consumer looks worried.
Are you planning,
so
Greg?
Don't worry. Don't worry, buddy. I got you taken care of.
All right, let's give away some tickets here.
If you're having real problems, I feel bad for you, son. You got 99 problems, but a prize ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a prize ain't one. 99 problems, but a prize ain't one. 99 problems, but a prize ain't one.
All right, Comedy Cellar is open at the Rio. If you haven't been there yet, go see a comedy show there. It is the one in New York is the one, legendary yeah. comedy club.
The mecca of comedy clubs.
Absolutely.
Even more legendary than Zelda and
yes.
her sword.
Yes, because this is real. And you can just go there and laugh your head off inside. It's the second club to open up in the world. So go there. It's inside the Rio. We'll go with caller number 15 right now, 876-3692. You're getting tickets.
Old BS 876-3692.
Now this grocery store. So I guess it's not. It's the company that makes the chicken, puts it in the packaging. The grocery store is selling it, but people are just kind of getting on this case. This packaging for young people that are too afraid to touch the raw chicken. They don't want to touch it, so they have touch-free packaging of the chicken breasts now. Where you kind of just rip it open, squeeze it out, plop it into whatever you're...
That's convenient.
Yeah.
I don't like touching raw chicken breast.
It's aimed for anyone under the age of 35, because they say that it's gross for people under the age of 35 to handle raw meat.
It's gross no matter what age you are, but you do it because you want to eat grilled chicken, and it's healthy, and that's what you do.
I mean, I don't know if that's the case.
Boy, I tell you what.
I feel like you have to be somewhat... How far are we going to remove ourselves from the murdering process that I'm totally fine with? Murdering process of the animals that we consume. You have to know where your food came from.
It is a guilt thing, but...
You're going to sterilize it that much? Not just in terms of, like, bacteria sterilized, but sterilized from the actual process, thinking that where did this food come from?
I just want one of those bank chutes that like shoots down into my house and I open it and the chicken's already cooked and ready to go and I just eat it.
It's kind of what we're getting to.
That's what we need.
Are you cool with this? Are you saying...
Well, having to touch it? Who cares?
Touch-free chicken packets for young people, specifically under the age of 35 that are afraid to touch raw meat.
This is as first world as it gets.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
So stupid. And, like, get over yourselves. It's chicken. You have to touch it and cook it. And
no, you don't anymore, Steven. You just throw it in a pan and let it do its thing.
No, no. He has a sword to kill it with, and then he plucks it, and then he cooks
it's
it.
It's chicken. Like, ew. It's slimy. Big deal. Wash your hands off.
See?
It is gross, though. But I also saw chickens running around with their heads cut off, literally.
When you were a kid?
Yeah, because down on the farm, they do. That's like not...
Yeah, that's
not a myth. They cut the heads off and they run around for about 30 seconds.
Plus, it's actually less clean to me because I don't care if it says it was cleaned already. I clean it, you know?
You still wash it off.
Yeah, always. The whole thing.
Always.
Yeah, so then how are you going to not touch
it?
I
don't.
Produce, meat.
What does it matter? It's cooking anyway. What do you have to wash it off? I don't wash it off.
If you don't wash it off, it's like slime that cooks into the... I don't know.
Yeah, it's just whatever. It's just its own juices. Let me cook its juices.
But I think... I do think that
we are getting pretty removed from the actual killing process, which then you have people that are like... You know, they waste food a lot, and you're like, dude, you have no idea how much labor and cost goes into growing that food, whether it be animals or plants, and they end up with a ton of waste.
Where it's horrible what happens to the animals. It really is.
It is sad.
It's terrifying.
Don't you think that we should be closer to it then, so you appreciate the food a little bit more?
Or not eat it.
Make more of that impossible meat or whatever. I hope that impossible meat or whatever that stuff is becomes more mainstream, because then I won't feel so bad.
Well, because they're also tearing down rainforests, not to get like cowspiracy, but there is deforestation happening. You have the emissions gas problem. I mean, animal agriculture is not easy on the planet.
Wait a minute. So you're saying the
cow poop in the ocean?
You're saying that you don't care about the forest,
but
what they do to the animals to kill them and eat them is terrible.
Yes.
But every animal that lives in the forest, they can go screw. Who cares about those animals that are dying or killing them?
Hey, look, overpopulation is better than not than being tortured.
Not being tortured though.
But no, we're
of course they're being
animal
tortured.
Like no. Predators are becoming endangered because they're losing their food.
Yeah, I think
stuffing those chickens into little cages like that on top of each other is torture.
Oh no, I get that part. I thought you meant like the killing process, like we're slowly Guantanamo Bay.
Yes.
The waiting is horrible though. Sure.
That's why there's a lot of stress hormones in meat, and I think they've tried to address it at least because they shoot the cow in the head. It's such an assembly line that's so quick. Shoot the cow in the head and then start cutting the cow open while the cow is still dying. Yeah. So the cow's releasing these stress hormones.
Fresh meat, man. Fresh meat.
It's terrible.
That's not terrible. That doesn't bother me.
Bothers me.
Because they die so quick. They're grown.
But they say they're not dying quick. That's the problem. These cows are not dying quick.
Plus, they
shoot the air in their head like
the
dude
from... And
the
other ones behind them start ducking the thing because they can see it. That's horrible.
No, that's horrible. I get. But there's no pain when they get killed.
Yes, it is. That's the point. That's why they're releasing stress hormones. They get shot in the head, and they're not dead immediately.
What are you, Harrison Ford from Regarding Henry? How do you know what's going to be shot in the head?
And then they start getting... butchered while they're still alive.
Okay, you've already said that.
That's not quick and painless. Sorry, you can talk now.
Their heart is still beating. They're still alive, but they're brain dead. They shoot them in the head with the air thing from No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they do. Boom. You got a hole in your brain.
I'm fine with it as long as you can do it to people, too. I just don't think it's fair.
Why would we eat people? That makes no sense.
Because there'd be less people eating meat.
Soylent Green is people.
You'd have to eat less cows to eat if there was less people.
You're just saying it's a population issue in terms of humans.
Well, every human that you off, then you don't have to worry about them eating the chicken that's getting tortured.
I think this is horrible because all of our arguments combined go back into one thing. We need to appreciate the meat that we have now, period. Yeah. And a lot of people don't. They throw away tons of food left and right because to them, it's a burger is the exact same as a piece of lettuce, and it's not. Like, you know, I don't mean to sound like the pita, because again...
I feel bad for the lettuce.
It feels too...
Silence for the romaine.
Okay, all right. Look, we got Lost Rages tickets coming up here in 6 minutes. We'll give away those here for no BS.
No BS.
All right, here we go. Hey, this is a big one. Lost Rages tickets... It's happening Friday and Saturday. It should be a fun time. Last year was a blast, the first one. The second one, even bigger and badder than the first one, so it's pretty cool. You know what I was told?
What were you told,
That there's,
Sparks?
Like, turf out there now.
Grass.
They covered up all the blacktop, which is great. It's not even supposed to be that hot, but if the sun's beating down on that asphalt all day, then it gets pretty toasty there. Reflects off, so it's nice that they put some turf out there. It's going to be great. Looks really nice. We're getting tweeted at videos over there at BS Morning Show about the construction going on right now. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. Let's go with caller number 25, 876-3692. You're getting hooked up with free tickets. It's both days, right, Brittany?
Yep. So it's two pair of tickets, essentially.
Perfect.
So if you win them, you could even like invite your girlfriend for Friday and then your wife for Saturday. If you're a sister wife.
Sorry, I just needed to save that thing real quick.
All right, here we go.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be broadcasting from Station 6 for the MDA boot drive. Muscular Dystrophy Association. You know, the firefighters are out there staying with the boot. Fill the boot. You got to go do it. It's a great, great event. It helps out a lot. Money stays right here in Nevada. It's going to be well worth it. So if you have some change, throw it in the boot. Write them a check. Do whatever you got to do. And we love Ron and all the other firefighters down there. Station 6 that are just the best of people. And then Steven, you're going to be out there. We'll do Vegetable of the Month. We got a chef coming in. We got the whole thing. It should be a fun time. So,
will be.
Where's the chef from?
Remedy.
Distills and Remedies is what I was told.
Perfect. All right, cool. I'm excited, man. I'm looking forward to this whole thing. Let's go.
I am totally motivated by food, so I too am excited.
Candy with a K? Yeah. All right, let's go to Candy.
Ooh, I wonder if she puts a heart on her eye when she dots it.
Hey, Candy.
Yes?
Is it with an I or a Y?
Why?
No. Because he wants to know.
Hey, Candy, here's your no BS question. Do you remember it?
Yeah. This BS show member was not at the Clark County Fair witnessing Steven the cleaning guy LARPing with the Zelda sword. Was it A, me, B, Sparks, C, Greg, or D, none of the above?
Yes.
Might want to turn on the radio. It'll help you think, too.
Yeah, you're about to get manstrated.
I don't remember.
Take a guess, Candy with a K. Quick!
None of the above.
Denied.
Sorry.
You suck!
It was just a wrong guess.
Anthony.
Dude, it's Brittany!
Okay, there you go.
Anthony?
Yes! Finally! Yes! Yes!
I love it, Anthony! I love that you're excited!
The day has finally come.
That's amazing!
Oh my god!
Well done, man. Hold on the line, okay?
Anthony, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Anthony. Very excited. He's going to Las Rages. All right. I was going to play this for Candy with a Y.
The truth is, I'm an idiot.
But I didn't have time.
Damn. By the way, I think Anthony offered one of his testicles for Las Rages tickets. So congrats. Not only do you get two-day passes for Las Rages, you get to keep both your testicles.
That's brutal. Yeah. Dude, what are you doing?
He really wanted
just
them.
Just buy the tickets.
Seriously.
What do you just... It'd
be less expensive.
It'd be way less expensive. The medication alone for the antibiotics. That's it for the show. We will see you tomorrow, Station 6. Fill the boot, all right? You're going to see... I think they always do it sporadically throughout the city. So if you see firefighters stand there at the street corners with the boot out, fill it. The money goes to a great cause.
Great cause. We're trying to prolong these poor children's life.
Exactly. So we'll see you out there tomorrow. It should be a fun show. And cannot stress the Twitter enough. Oh, I put the picture up on Twitter. It's twitter.com/BS Morning Show or just at BS Morning Show if you're on Twitter if you want to see Steven and his master sword.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS Podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
How to be a slut?
I've never felt more alive. I'm Dave.